Welcome, everyone. So this week, April 22nd, we're going to be working with the energy of the eight. In tarot, the eight is represented by the strength card. And this is for a purpose, because with the eight energy, when we are in this energy or moving through an eight cycle, a lot of times it's going to ask us to take a risk. It's going to ask us to put ourselves out there and move with the fluctuations of the outcomes of that risk, right? So a lot of times when we're talking about eight energy, we see sort of this pattern of peaks and valleys, and it kind of goes like that consistently. The reason for that is because when we take a risk, there's the potential of that risk paying off, and we have a great peak, right? We see the rewards, we see the gratification and the fulfillment of taking that risk. We see that risk pay off. But sometimes we take a risk and we hit a valley. It doesn't work out. It wasn't meant to be, or there were pieces of that didn't work out. And so a lot of times what can happen is we take a risk and we hit a valley and we stay there. Instead of seeing that valley as a learning opportunity for, you know, determining what did not work and releasing it and building on what did work and making something great from that, we tend to get stuck in that valley and we see it as we aren't worthy, we did something wrong, we put the blame back on ourselves for it not working out. Instead of seeing it as there's some kind of wisdom to extract from that valley to help us to get back to that peak, right? So everything is about a learning curve and taking the risk and then either benefiting from that risk or learning from that risk. And so this week you may be asked, where is it in certain areas of your life where you took a risk, you hit the valley, and you stayed there? So in other words, you fell down and you didn't get back up and try again. What makes the eight energy such a powerhouse energy is that it's one of the most resilient signs in being able to pick itself back up and rebuild. And so some area of your life this week, you may be asked to take a closer look at where is it that you've fallen and you haven't gotten back up. You stayed in that valley. And what will it take to help you to get back up, dust yourself off, and build again? And not see it as a personal failure or a mistake, but see it as what didn't work and what did work and taking what did work and building from that so that you can take another risk and possibly hit another peak, right? And if you hit another valley, that's okay. That just means that there's another learning point there. So the eight helps us to be resilient in that sense, to have the greater vision, but to recognize that getting to that vision, getting to that destination point is likely going to change. It's likely going to look different than when we started. And there's likely going to be a lot of peaks and valleys along the way. And we have to learn through our resilience and through understanding that it's not a projection or a reflection of us, right? It's just, it didn't work. So we try something new. And in that process, there is a tremendous amount of strength to be gained. So this week, I would say, take a closer look at the things that didn't work out. And with those things that did not work out, are you still stuck there? Are you still beating yourself up about it? Or have you stood up, brushed yourself off and rebuilt and tried something different? The eight, similar to the one, is all about ingenuity. It's all about, trying again, trying bigger, trying, more expansive ways of doing things to get better results and to hopefully, get to that destination point and be flexible with what that destination point looks like when you get there, instead of holding on to the control of it's got to look exactly as you have in your mind. And then if it doesn't, beating yourself up about it. So there's a lot of strength that comes with this energy because, again, there are a lot of highs and lows typically associated with eight energy and eight cycles. And it's not punitive. It's really to show you what you're capable of and where it is that almost by nature, by being innate, where you are the expert, where you already have these beautiful innate gifts that you're meant to be sharing with the world, that you're meant to be getting out there. But a lot of times when it comes to our innate gifts and what we're truly good at, what we really feel passionate about and inspired by and lit up by, a lot of times it's very different than the status quo. It looks very different than the mold, and it's meant to. But there comes a lot of fear with that, fear of judgment, fear of rejection, fear of, you know, ostracization, all of these things. And so a lot of times we keep those gifts within and we don't share them. And the eight says, but you're the expert, you're the authority, you hold this wisdom, you're meant to share that, you're here for that reason, or one of those reasons. And so the eight helps us to find the confidence and the motivation to not only share that expertise, but continue to expand upon it and dive deeper within it to really not only learn more about ourselves, but learn more about those true innate gifts that we came to share. So you could find this week that you feel called to, again, become the expert in an area that you feel really drawn towards, to, you know, gain a greater understanding of that so that you can become the authority, so that you can find a way to share it with the world, which is incredibly beautiful. And so the eight really pushes us to not only tap into our innate gifts, but to become the expert and to share those gifts in a way that we can feel confident no matter what the outcome, right? No matter how many peaks and valleys we have to move through in the process. The other thing with this energy is this week could bring some pretty intense power plays. The eight energy is all about power, right? Anything within the physical plane. So power, money, status, influence, etc. So sometimes when we move through an eight cycle, it brings out of the woodwork people or lessons where we have to face some kind of power play in order for us to reclaim our power. And so what I would say for you this week is if there's some dynamic where there tends to be a power play at play, remember, you get to choose how you participate. And so just because someone's coming at you with their, you know, need for control or need for power doesn't mean you need to play the game. You can remove yourself from that equation. You do not have to retaliate or, you know, you don't even have to engage. You can choose to disengage, remove yourself from that situation. And when they're able to come, you know, and approach you in a way that's not power driven or control driven, you can re-engage and you can see where that exchange takes you. But it's really important to remember that it's true. And I can't remember who said it initially. I think it was Eleanor Roosevelt. I don't know. But something along the lines of, you know, someone can't have power over you unless you give them that power, right? Something along those lines. And I know I've just completely sabotaged that, but it's along those lines. And it's true. Someone can truly not have control or power over you unless you say yes, unless you engage, unless you choose to participate in that exchange. So this week, you may find that you need to disengage and remove yourself from the equation. And you have the power to do that. So a lot of with the eight energy, it's reminding us of where we are empowered and where we have power within a situation and not over someone, but within our own lives. And so much of the eight energy is us taking the reins back within our own lives and moving forward in that light. So where is it that you can reclaim your power back from a situation where you have felt disempowered? Or where is it that you've been engaging in a situation that is disempowering, and it's your time, it's up to you to remove yourself from that situation and reap the benefits of doing so. And for some, this week could bring in notes of, you know, around finances, right? So some could see an uptick in finances or contracts or legal agreements that brings abundance monetarily into their lives. Others could see losses this week and when it comes to money, resources, finances. And so again, it's not punitive. Remember the peaks and the valleys. If it's a valley and you have losses, there's something to learn from that. There's something to pull and extract that wisdom from, to gain and to do things a little bit differently, to rebuild, to stand up and try a different way of doing it. And you will likely see different results that you can be proud of and happy with. So very powerful week ahead. I hope it's a great one. Take care, everyone. Bye for now.